The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
When I wish I was smiling, sure 'tis like a morn in spring in the lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing.
And welcome to KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio, lads and lassies. But here we are with our St. Paddy's Day here on March 17th at 7:07 in the morning. Good morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bob Battle Obama.
Yes, it is the day when you hear radio personalities that give their worst possible Irish accent.
Since there it is, my worst. That was absolutely my best. Unfortunately, it's not good. All right. A good way to start this morning off is 7 o'clock in the morning with something that would put you back to sleep. What happened to the Irish Rovers? You know, and they come screaming through the Shamrock.
Do you see this list?
That you made that list.
Printed out.
All right.
Be patient.
I am. Good morning.
I want to attack.
You know what? You have a little leprechaun beard on, too. You know, I just noticed that that's a leprechaun beard that you've grown.
I'm a little large for a leprechaun. 51 degrees in Reading as we open the
show. A little bit easier
show
to find, yes, behind the shamrock. Is that what you're saying, Lot?
Yes. 51 right. Degrees in Reading as we begin the forecast. Scattered sprinkles before noon. Mostly clear. And as the week moves on, we're going to zoom right into the 80s. In March, yes. And then by the time Friday rolls around, another chance of rain with highs in the 70s, and then rain over the weekend, again, 51 degrees in Reading. The report brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned company where their customers are warm friends. Senior and veterans discount, and give them a call, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday here, and the time is 7:08. Is everything going to be 08? Like, you know, like O'Malley in this? I want to remind everybody about the spaghetti dinner and fundraiser that's going to be this Saturday at the Veterans Memorial Building at 1605 Yuba Street. Sponsored by Classic Cafe. Tickets for $15. Now, all the funds will go to Honor Flight Northern California. Just an absolutely fabulous group of people that take World War II veterans in Shasta County on a free 3-day trip to Washington, D.C., so they can see the World War II monument there. Raffle prizes, 2 different types of guns that I can see, at least. All types of baskets will be there to be raffled off also. Contact Tom or Debbie Johnson at 357-3380, or just go to Classic Cafe there on 2427 Athens and buy some tickets there. All right. Last night, this is kind of it's not news, but it was interesting. Dancing with the Stars. You know, Bob, I never used to watch Dancing with the Stars until I married Linda. And I watched it. And frankly, you know, Dancing with the Stars, it's kind of fun. Well, they had 2 contestants on that were the first one I'm going to talk about just for a second. Do you remember that Super Bowl commercial where the girl is walking through and it looks like she has no clothes on? And she's for a hamburger for one of the Wendy's or Carl's Jr.'s.
Probably organic, Carl's, because their stuff organic, is just
organic,
this
is
porn.
It's just organic you know, this is organic, and so everything is bare. And the girl's walking, you can swear she's doesn't have any clothes on, right? Well, somehow that girl is now one of the people that's dancing with the stars. She's one of the stars, a celebrity. And
that's all it takes.
You know what? It's and she, her trying to dance, they had, I mean, literally taped her down parts. Because, you know, so she could dance. And it was kind of, you know, it was interesting in a way. Is this, I mean, she's articulate and she is a nice person. Mm-hmm. And she's funny. But there are two reasons that she's there. And then she's dancing with a guy that, she's dancing with a guy who's new. So she really, you know, I'm thinking that she may be the first one voted off. Mm. And then the other thing was they can't dance. But besides that, it just was interesting to see. Okay, and then they start going through all the, you know, the Dance with the Stars. Why is it that I don't know hardly any of them? Are they the children of people that are famous, like Demi Moore and Bruce Willis's daughter, Rumor Willis? I mean, I guess she sings and she's an actor, but it's, you know, kind of like on that B or C rating.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's there, but she can dance. Then you have the girl from now. You have this one girl who is from the Burning Games,
the Hunger Games,
right? But you know, the younger daughter or mm-hmm. the younger sister, she's 14. She's there. She's dancing. But then there's some others in there. I've just never, you know, The Bachelor.
Are we hearing a scraping sound when the shovel hits the bottom?
Well,
of
I'm
the
starting
barrel.
To wonder that this is their 20th show, their 10th season, and you figure that's a lot of people. Well, Suzanne Summers is there, and Patti LaBelle. Now those are people that you know, but they're kind of getting up there, 68 and 70. So anyway, but here's
the
one.
Did you see the quote from Suzanne Summers?
What'd she say?
She still has sex every day.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I needed to know to make my
well,
day.
Well, you know what? She's pretty, you know, she's still, you know what? She looks good.
She does. Well, she
for
does.
68. Now, with all respect, the one, though, that I really want to talk about is a guy named Noah. A wounded Afghanistan veteran lost his left leg and his left arm. Hmm. This guy has been out. He is out there dancing, and I he is not like the girl that who was on prosthetics last year, who had just she had her legs were amputated below the knee, so she can move her knee. Mm-hmm. He's lost his leg all the way up to it's like mid thigh, uh-huh. So his knee doesn't move like that, and then he doesn't have a left arm at all. And the woman that's his choreographer is just simply wonderful. I don't remember seeing her before. She says, well, this is such a challenge because if he moves a certain way, his leg collapses. And so he was out dancing last night and did a fine job. And, I mean, it touched everybody because here's a guy that's lost two limbs like that, and he's not afraid. He gets out there, and he's been on the cover of Men's Health. I mean, the guy's a stud, you know, with you know as far as is working out and making himself strong. And one of the judges said, he was crying. One of the judges saying, you know, I'm going to have to really challenge myself as a judge because it's more than just your fluidity and movements, which is of course difficult, but you and how you move and how you dance. So anyway, it was really touching, and I found myself for the first time ever voting for Dancing with the Stars.
No.
I did. I made 12 phone calls. You can vote 12 times. I voted for Noah, wounded veteran. Right. I did it. You know, so what? I never have done it before. I'll never do it again, probably, unless they bring another veteran in like that. But what a man of courage. What a man of courage. And, I mean, how do you even measure this courage when he's out there?
No. To get up and that's certainly more more guts than I'd have, which you have experienced on a much smaller scale, getting up in front of all those people going, you know, I could do a face plant right here and it'll follow me around for the rest of my life. But you tangled your way to a trophy.
You did, well, you know what, that, you know what, but it's, that's one thing. Yeah. You know, you get up in front of those people and you try not to make a total fool of yourself, but I am as coordinated as I can be, but I have all my limbs. And this guy Noah Galloway is his name. Thanks, Angel. Noah Galloway is just, you know what? He's a hero for today, and he's a hero for tomorrow. You know, you start looking at you know needing heroes. He's done other things too in his life to do things besides give us all for this country. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start with Shasta College. And they've got a great, great thing going on out there. And then we're going to be running into David Sabona from Cigar Aficionado. And then Fred Kelly Grant talking about the battle against CARB. All of this. We got a full day today. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot. It is. The time is 7:16 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. Good morning, everybody. It's the 17th of March. It is Sabona's Day.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus. We'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Many an hour, sweet happiness, have I spent in the
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the Irish Rovers. It is 7:20 in the morning on St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th, 55 degrees out there today. It's gonna get warm. It's gonna be warm this week. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy, where they have offered MedSync, where they synchronize all of your medications so they're all due the same day. So if you've got one or two or three or more prescriptions for some reason or other, instead of making 12 phone calls and four or five visits, make one phone call, one visit. If you can't make it then, they will deliver to your house for free. That's right, for free. Only offered at Owens Pharmacy, which is a locally owned, locally run, family-owned business right here in Reading. Six pharmacies here in Reading, with another one opening up in Palo Cedro. Open Monday through Friday, most of them from 9 to 6. We use Owens Pharmacy. Great place. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. Charles.
Top of the morning, Milady.
You know, why is it every day? You know what? And I'm as bad as anybody, but we use our terrible Irish accents. I got an actor waiting here to talk. I'm going to try and have him give me an Irish accent.
When I try to do an Irish accent, I sound too much like Boris Badenoff.
Okay. What you got, Charles?
Okay. This whole sorry saga goes back to when I tried to submit a report of a transient camp last Wednesday.
Yeah, I got those photos.
Oh, well, that's good. Unfortunately, the Chief Paletti and Officer Brennan don't, because every attempt that I make keeps getting bounced back. Now,
did you send them in English and not Russian?
Well, pictures speak a thousand English words and not a word in any.
Did you send them in English or did you send them in Russian?
Oh, they're all English.
Okay, all right.
No, but okay. You know, onto the serious business here. Now that web page that RPD has, where you know you report the transient camps, there's a spot on it where you are supposed to upload a photo, if you have one. So I tried to upload a JPEG. Now RPD has other JPEGs of homeless camps, because if they didn't, then how would anybody be able to present any of them? So they have JPEGs, but I was not able to upload.
Okay, so you couldn't upload the JPEGs then,
and
it kicked it back.
So then what
I tried
to do was send them directly to the chief and to Officer Brennan via email. And that's when the fun began. Emails getting bounced back, so then I tried to send the same email with the three pictures to city staff.
So,
and those were getting bounced back.
So
too.
Are you saying is that you're being restricted from sending your emails to city staff, to police? It just looks like it says none can get through.
Well, I have other guests.
If it walks
like a duck and it quacks like a duck, chances are it's not a hippo.
Nope, it's not. Okay, I got it.
I've been trying time.
Here's,
and
you know what I would do? I would
get those emails to get those photos through and.
You know what I would do, Charles? I would print those. I would take them down to the police station and hand them to the person there with the name, you know, an envelope, and say for Chief Paletti. Don't put anything around it, though. I mean, don't embellish it. But I would that's the way I would do it, so he'd see it. And by the way, he listens to this show, so now he knows. All right, buddy.
Yeah, but I mean, there's some.
Yeah, I know, but
I have business going on here.
Well, you know, that could be, but I've got like guests stacked up right now. So,
by the way, that was a Carl's Jr. commercial that the
girl was on?
The natural thick burger.
Okay. Thank you very much, Charles. We'll talk to you later. Okay. Hey, I'm here with some people from young people here from Shasta Community College that are here for, they're doing a play called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, an outstanding drama, piece of drama. And most people probably are familiar with the movie that Jack Nicholson was in, and I think Marsha Mason won. Was it Marsha Mason that was in it?
Nurse Cratchit.
Yeah, she was Nurse Cratchit, and she won the Academy Award for that. But I'm here with Michael Swinehart and two other people that just walked in. So, okay, let's start. Are you nurse? Are you going to be the Nurse Cratchit?
No, actually.
Okay, get in tight here.
I play Candy Star.
You play Candy Star.
Jack Nicholson's girlfriend, or Mick Murphy's girlfriend.
Was there a girlfriend in the movie?
Yeah, there was.
Actually. Was there at the beginning?
No, it was about halfway through.
Okay. Well, see, it's been a while since I saw it. And here's my other actor here.
Yes, I play Dr. Spivey, the
and what's
psychiatrist.
Your name? And what's your name?
Nick Brown.
Nick Brown, did I get your name?
I'm Aaron Sullivan.
Hello, Aaron Sullivan. You know, you look like Aaron Sullivan, and here it is, Aunt Patty's Day. You come in here with red hair and Irish eyes that are dancing. Do you have an Irish accent?
No.
No, okay. You know, we're all doing really bad ones today. You know, at least you could have tried. Okay, tell us about, okay, who, and Michael, you play?
I play Billy Bibbitts.
Billy Bibbitts.
The play, that's okay. Right.
Billy Bibbitts, and he's the one that stutters.
Stutters,
right,
yeah.
Okay. All right, so tell us about when's the play start here?
Well, we open this Thursday, actually, and we have 7 shows this week, mm-hmm. Thursday through Saturday, and next week, Thursday through Saturday, opening at 7:30. Okay. And the Sunday, we have a matinee show at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Great. So how did you get involved with this? Are you from Reading?
I've only lived here for 6 years.
Yeah, so. We were talking about that. Yeah. How'd you get here?
Like to Reading?
Yeah.
I actually moved here from the Seattle area, and my sister lives here, and I just kind of got tired of it, like the rain and all that, so
You don't have that problem here?
No, not at all. So
you moved down here?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Because your sister was here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Having lived around Washington State and traveled to Seattle a lot, it was just, I mean, you don't tan in Seattle. You rust.
It's a rust. White, so.
Okay, so, and how did you get into acting?
I've been into acting ever since I was a kid.
Okay.
I mean, I used to dress in costume, and you know, everywhere I went, and everybody's like, "Ugh, you need to put her in the theater." And so ever since I was a kid, I always did it.
Okay, Michael, let's tell me a little bit about you. Your family moved here a few years ago.
That's right. We've been here about 6 years, and I've enjoyed my time here, but I'm going to be leaving you guys.
Okay, where are you
heading? This fall,
I'm
heading to Southern Oregon University in Ashland.
Because you've been here, you moved up here from Vallejo.
That's right.
And it just breaks
How do you
me
know
up.
That?
Well,
no.
If you know, because you kind of look like a Vallejo kind of guy.
Yeah.
And what about you? Well, how did you get here?
I've been here my whole life, so 20 years. My family's been here.
Okay. And, you're the old timer here,
yeah,
then, huh?
Yeah.
So what year are you out there? What your freshman, sophomore?
Oh, I don't actually attend the college.
Oh.
Just for the plays.
Just for the plays. Can you do that?
You can. Yeah. You have to be a part of one of the classes, but yeah, you can do that. It's open auditions to anybody who wants to go.
Well, that's great.
That's right.
You know, you all put on the Chicago out there.
That's right.
And what a great, great accomplishment that was.
It sure
was. I don't
know
if you all ran it or not, but the choreographer that came in, James Santos, works in down Vegas and for Cirque du Soleil and a number of other things he does. What a great guy he is. Okay, so when do we want to go? This week, Thursday?
Thursday
is opening night. And you have what, tickets there? Are you holding tickets?
I have 10 comped tickets for anybody that wants them.
Here, let me have them. We will give these away over the next
awesome.
3 or 4 days.
Cool.
And to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Thursday through Saturday, March 19th through 21st, Sunday, March 22nd, Thursday through Saturday, March 26th and 28th, all of them at 7:30 except the Sunday matinee, which is at 2 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. It's good seating in there, and the sound is good in there.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And, okay, now leave us a thought here. Now, do you all have like a little part that you were going to do while you were here? No?
No, you have to come see it.
You have to come see it. All right, I just want to make... What?
From the Internet Movie Database, the tagline from the movie is, "If he's crazy, what are you?"
Oh.
You know, it was... You know what? I remember seeing it when I saw the movie, and I'm not sure what year it came out. But
75.
I'm sorry, what?
75.
75, okay. I'd been in the Marines about 5 years then. At that point, and we watched that movie, and it was such a here was a guy that went to his own drum, and fought the system, and then got ground down, and you just wanted, but then at the end, and there was freedom at the end with the chief, so there's always hope there. You know, the system can grind you down, but if you fight it hard enough, that you can turn other people loose. That's kind of what I got out of it.
Beautifully said.
Well,
couldn't have said it better ourselves.
It's my station. So, well, thank you very much for coming here today. Are you all heading to class, except you? What do you do? Yeah. What do you didn't go to class. What do? You just kind of hang out?
Yeah, you know, just do plays and stuff.
Do plays.
Full-time job for him.
Okay. All right. Again, everybody, this is it's you always put on quality productions down there. Everyone I've seen down there has just been on quality. I think, you know, really, you know, for a smaller college, a community college like that, you all really, you know, blow out all the stops on it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, it's true. No, it's everything I've seen down there has been totally professional. And my wife loves it and also. So One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. We'll be giving you out some tickets here later on during this morning. And so be listening. And thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Hey, happy St. Patty's. Now, see, you're not old enough. I don't know about you. You don't look like you're old enough.
Oh, bless your heart.
Oh, but you're going to have a little green beer today?
Yeah, maybe one or two.
One or two. And what about you?
None for me.
Okay.
Underage.
He's younger than
oh,
I
you're
am.
Underage too. Okay, you're yeah. both. You're both. What can I say?
It's okay.
You're Murphy's girlfriend, so what else do I expect?
Yeah, I mean, would you expect anything less?
No, come on, no. Probably go out and buy him green beer today. Just don't take advantage of the young man. All right. Thanks. Thanks a lot for being here. We're talking to our three young actors that are here for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Going to be out at Shasta College this week. All right, we'll be right back after these messages with David Savona, who is the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. We'll be right back.
Going over the far Fakery Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol and I then produced me rapier. Take stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. Mushering the loser.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Take me. Direct from Broadway, Sister Act, the hilarious 5-time Tony-nominated musical smash, is coming to Reading. And we're going to be there, right, Molly?
Yes, Linda, we will be there, as well as the preset VIP dinner. You can come, too, by going to ReadingCivic.com for all your tickets to the show and the meet-and-greet VIP dinner. That's March 25th, ReadingCivic.com.
How fun!
To honor our local World War II veterans, join Classic Cafe's Kathy and Millie on March 21st at 5 p.m. for their scrumptious spaghetti dinner. It's a fundraiser for Shasta County's Community Honor Flight. It'll be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading. The cost is $15. There's going to be lots of prizes, drawings, great food. Tickets can be bought at the Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens Avenue, or you can call 357-3380.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Today, March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day, as we welcome the Irish. Everybody's got a little bit of Irish in them today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. That's right, with Espresso Joes and every type of great coffee you could possibly imagine at very good prices. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the North State. That's right, with a walk-in humidor that is just chock full of cigars, rated very highly by Cigar Aficionado. And today, as our guest, we have David Savona, the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. Good morning.
Good morning.
Am I doing better on the name?
dead on. You got it perfect. Thank you.
How are you doing, David?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. You know what? This is about the third time. I think this is the third time we've talked. Every time you all come out with a new edition of your great magazine. And on the cover this time is Hugh Jackman.
That's right. Hugh Jackman's on our new cover. He's looking great, holding a big cigar in his hand.
You know, he's got quite the career. You know, he's quite the actor, and he's done a whole lot of different things too.
He really has. You know, he has a wide range of talents. He could do it all, we say. You know, he's known for, of course, playing Wolverine in the X-Men series of movies. So the very macho, tough guy role, guy with claws in his hands, chomps a cigar in the films. But he's also capable of, you know, singing show tunes, hosting the Oscars. He's been on Broadway. He really has a wide range. I don't think there's a thing out there the man can't do. Played Peter Allen on stage. Not a lot of guys can go from Peter Allen to Wolverine, but Hugh Jackman certainly can do it.
And it's, you know, his performance in Les Mis was also just astounding in that, you know, especially since, you know, they sing on the stage or on the set to accompaniment on there. You know, that's the way they did it. It wasn't like mixed afterwards, or maybe mixed somewhat afterwards, but they did all the singing right there.
Right, certainly a tough thing to do, but they pulled it off great. I mean, I think he really impressed a lot of people with the way he plays Jean Valjean in Les Misérables. He speaks about it in the issue, talking about what a special role that was to him and how he really gave it his all for every take, and how endearing it was and how much it meant to him.
You know, he's just somebody that can be admired as for his and for the person he is too. So, okay. Cuba, a big part. Cuba opening the door.
There's a lot going on in Cuba right now. People are curious about it. The embargo still exists, but there's what we call a crack in the embargo in the issue. The moves by President Obama back in December that became law in January make it a little easier for things to move between the U.S. and Cuba, and a little more Cuban goods to come back if you go on an authorized visit. So there's a newfound interest in Cuba. I just got back from there a few weeks ago for the annual cigar festival, and the city was full of people talking about what might be going on in the future if the embargo gets dropped. There's a lot of excitement right now about Cuba and what it holds for the future in terms of American travel.
So you were in Cuba then, and it, when we say this, that it's still like I can't just say I want to go to Cuba and get there.
Well, you're a journalist, so journalists are one of the 12 categories of authorized legal visitors. Yeah, there's.
Oh, I could go.
And you could go as a journalist. You certainly could, and that's how I go as a journalist. And journalists now fall under general license, so you just need to sign an affidavit saying you are a journalist. You're going there for journalistic purposes, and you can make that trip. Now, most people, though, yeah, most Americans are still forbidden. General travel is still not allowed to Cuba, but there is a thing called a people-to-people visit. There are these official tour companies. They're licensed by the U.S. government, and they have a very detailed itinerary that's pre-approved by the American government. It's meant for, you know, learning about Cuban culture and educating yourself. And you can go on one of those trips, follow the itinerary, and, you know, go by the letter of the law, and that is also legal too. If you take that route. But for the most part, it is still off-limits to most Americans.
Now, I've had friends that have gone there before. In fact, several
several friends, you know, for a variety of businesses that were allowed to just go there and for meetings and stuff. And the one thing they all agreed on was how much it cost when you were there. That it was the that it was costly being there.
Sure, more expensive than they thought, right?
Yeah, much more. And it's not like they couldn't afford it either, but it just kind of like, wow. And and being restricted, they felt restricted too when they were there.
Sure. I mean, you do go there, you know, if you're not used to going there, you probably think, oh, it'll be kind of a cheap trip. You know, maybe it's a developing country that, you know, where things don't cost that much. But Havana is a big city, and, you know, the restaurants there aren't cheap. The flights to get there aren't cheap, and the good hotel rooms certainly aren't cheap either. Yeah, it's a trip that might cost you a little bit more than you think. It's not like, you know, staying in New York City, or certainly not like going to Tokyo or anything like that, but it's bargains. There aren't a lot of bargains in Havana, except for the cigars and the rum. The cigars and the rum are pretty inexpensive.
Well, yeah. Now you've got a. What can $100 buy you there? I think it was $100 in Cuban cigars. What it buys. I thought that was kind of interesting.
It's not as much as you might think, right?
Can you still bring it back?
You can. I actually tested it out this time. You are allowed to bring back $100 worth of Cuban cigars if you go again on one of the legal authorized trips. You're allowed now $400 worth of Cuban goods, and only $100 can be cigars or alcohol. So I chose to use my $100 for cigars, and I picked up a box of Monte Cristo Petite No. 2s, which were about $75 down there. So it was a whole box of, you know, well, only 10 cigars, but 10 very, very good cigars. We get them 92 points in our magazine. So that's what I chose to spend my money on. And I had no problem coming back. And I made a full disclosure. I was within the letter of the law, and I was allowed to go through with those cigars. That wasn't the case before these laws went into effect in January. Before January 15th, or whenever the laws were put into the Federal Register, you on those authorized trips, you could come back with absolutely nothing, no Cuban goods.
You know, you'd go to another country and there'd be, you know, Cubans for sale there, Cuban cigars for sale, and they say, oh, we'll just take off the wrappers and mail you mail them home. And I went, this is getting to be too hard, guys. Now, I understand. Now, okay, so I see in here that the Cuban peso, I guess they call them Cuban convertible pesos.
That's right.
Are the equivalent to a U.S. dollar.
That's right. They're artificially pegged to the U.S. dollar. So the dollar goes up, the peso goes up, it goes down, the dollar goes down, the peso goes the same way. But the trick is, even though it is pegged one-to-one, when you change your U.S. dollars into Cuban convertible pesos, they take a 13% service charge off the top. So your U.S. dollar, after that service charge, only gets you, 87 cents of Cuban convertible pesos. So it makes your expensive trip even more expensive. Yeah, they take a nice chunk off the top.
You know, you see that in a lot of other developing countries. And they find little ways of adding, a point here, a point there, 2 points there, to try and get their, so everybody gets their piece, that's for sure. So all in all, what did you think? Everybody talks about how they, you know, the very old cars that are there that are still running and those kind of things. Were the restaurants, good?
The restaurants are good. They're good and getting better. I took my first trip to Cuba in 1996, and every meal I had in 1996 was the same. It was either grilled chicken, grilled shrimp, or grilled lobster tail, if you were lucky, and maybe some rice and beans, and that was it. Now you can get all kinds of different foods. I had wonderful pasta down there, this little Italian restaurant that recently opened up. I had octopus carpaccio. I had pork ribs that were some of the best I have ever experienced. The food scene has really changed, and that's because of the what they call a paladar system of private restaurants. So there's a little bit of capitalism alive in Cuba, and it's really in these private restaurants that people open up in their homes or in these refurbished old houses that were once, you know, rich old mansions that have now become these restaurants. And you're seeing creativity, you're seeing really good service, beautiful surroundings, and the meals down there are really, if you know where to look, are really really top notch. So it's actually a pleasure to go out to eat in Cuba now. You can really get a nice meal.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm not going to get into the political side of this at all, because that's not what I'm really talking about today. The did you have a feeling that you could go anywhere, or was there? Did you feel restricted?
I've always felt I can go to most places down there. There's usually, you know, something that might be off limits, and there's certainly areas where you don't go. But in terms of, you know, I'm looking at it from a cigar smoker's angle and from a tourist angle.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking on it from like that. And, you know, as a tourist, if I go down there, can I wander the streets, or do you feel safe down there?
Oh, absolutely. I've been to a lot of different places for my travels. Where cigars are made, and Cuba is among the safest of the countries that I've gone to. I've never felt threatened. Never had anything stolen from me. You know, part of that is it's a controlled country.
Oh,
where,
it is. That's, yeah.
I mean, tourism is very important to Cuba. So
you get a lot of soldiers out there.
Yeah, well, you don't see so many soldiers walking around. But you know, if someone steals, robs a tourist. In Cuba, they're probably not going to end up in a very good spot. They're probably going to be treated very harshly because tourism is so important to the Cuban economy. So I've never heard of tourists down there having troubles, and okay. I've never felt anything but safe from that regard. In terms of being able to go places, yeah, I mean there have been times when things kind of unusual things happen, like you know you get the same cab driver on different days, and he's driving the same car, and he just seems to be waiting for you. So maybe you're being watched and monitored. I don't know. But
when you come into the airport, there's a girl taking photos of you. Just little things like that, you know. I've been in those places before. Yeah.
But for the most part, yeah, you know, I can go where I want to go, and things are open and accessible.
Okay.
And certainly very safe.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. My guest is David Savona, and he is the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. We're talking about Cuba, but we're going to come back and talk about a couple other things that's in this issue of the magazine of this month. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, a veteran, and it's a veteran-owned business, can handle anything from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length, and he guarantees his work. The only one in town that does that. Jeff does great work. He repaired a crack in my windshield, 7 years ago, and you still can't see it. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. The time is 7:47 in the morning, 55 degrees out here, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
This story we will tell. His name was William Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. 'Twas on the Kilwart Mountains he commenced his wild career, and many a wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006 for their March special. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
If I ever leave this world alive, well, thank you for the things you did in my life. If I ever leave this world alive, I'll come back down and sit beside your feet.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, where the time is 7:50, 10 minutes to 8 here on St. Paddy's Day, March the 17th. 55 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard and his associates down at 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. You have the best selection of jewelry you're ever going to find. State jewelry that is, just is the top quality there. Linda does all of her shopping there for jewelry. At Four Winds Jewelry, I can't say more than that. Except head on down there Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. Leonard is there to make sure that you get the best deals and have him get into that safe there. He's always got sales going on. Four Winds Jewelry right here in Reading. My guest, David Savona, who is the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado. Good morning, David. Welcome back.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Okay. Now, one of the other articles you had in there is the $100,000 Club. These are businessmen that get into they want to play poker with the pros. I think is what it says. Wealthy businessmen with big bankrolls are buying a chance to play poker with the pros. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Absolutely. I mean, these are guys who have nerves of steel. They want to, test their gambling chops against the very best in the business. And, in poker, they have the opportunity to go up against the pros that you see on TV. If you have the bankroll to step up to the plate, it's, something you can't do in, say, other professional sports or activities. Like, you can't go against the best pitcher in baseball. You can't tee it up against Rory McIlroy in golf. But these guys can sit down and go, eye to eye with Phil Ivey and these other fantastic poker players. And in a couple of instances, these guys have even beat them, which is pretty remarkable.
Well, but you have others that that don't beat them. I thought one part in here was we were betting on everything, and we began double booking backgammon, and then we played some backgammon. I guess backgammon did not end up well for Mr. Perkins there.
I'd say it's probably the more usual outcome. If you're going to sit down against a professional poker player, you got to figure your odds of winning are pretty low.
He says backgammon is a very volatile game. Yeah, I guess so. When you hear somebody that's swallowing hard like that, they say it's like equivalent of playing golf against Tiger Woods at the top of his game.
I know how that would end for me. So that's something I'm not ready to engage in, especially when $100,000 or more is on the line.
I know that's their buy-in. And I'm thinking, well, you know what? Your magazine. Let's talk a little bit about the magazine itself. It's
sure.
For people that somehow have not seen Cigar Aficionado, don't. I hope they're not put off by the fact it has the word cigar in it. Because besides of extolling the virtues of a great cigar, there are so many other aspects of your magazine.
Well, thank you. We are founded around cigars, but you're right. We are much more than just cigars. Our magazine is really for living the good life, and that's gambling, golf, it's a fine drink. You know, we've got an article about Irish whiskey in this issue for St. Patrick's Day, which is today.
Yeah, how appropriate.
You know, it's a little bit of everything. You know, anything that we think would interest an affluent male audience, we want to have it in there. You know, we cover sports on a regular basis. We mentioned golf. I think we're one of the only magazines to give regular coverage to gambling, like the story on the $100,000 club. A lot of the people in the magazine do enjoy a fine cigar, but the magazine is more than just cigars alone. It's a little bit of everything that would be of interest to our readership.
Now, before we get into how you rate cigars, because I'd like to talk about this every time, is what do you do? You're in New York, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
So what do you all do on St. Patty's Day there? Do you have a place you go to? I mean, do you celebrate it in, you know, corned beef and cabbage, or, you know, what do you do, or do you do anything different?
Sure. Well, I'm half Irish. My mom's maiden name was Murphy, so I'd be a bad Irishman if I wasn't having a little bit of a celebration today. I do have a pretty busy day ahead of me, but I will be having a nice pint of Guinness after work is over to celebrate. There are many Irish pubs around here, so it'll probably be one of the Irish pubs near the office where I'll go in and raise a pint to my dear departed ma and wish her a top of the morning, as she used to always say to me on this day.
All right. Okay. Now, when you start talking about, and by the way, there are just like 50 other great dozens of great articles in here. Anything from Jack Nicklaus building his legacy to Joe Buck, who is quite the sports announcer, and you've got those articles there, and a big article on how Cadillac is coming back. One that used to be the one that people would measure cars against was Cadillac, and then kind of lost that, but now they're coming back strong. But the bottom, the core of your magazine, of course, is around cigars, and you rate them, and you've got the best of 2014. If you look at your different articles, you know, really great cigars you can buy for different prices, very reasonable prices. But how do you tell our audience again? How do you measure the quality of a cigar?
Certainly. Well, the most important thing to realize is that when we rate cigars at Cigar Aficionado, the tasters, the tasting panel, we don't know the identity of the cigar that we're tasting. So we don't know how much it costs. We don't know who made it or where. All we know is what it looks like, and we know it's a generic number, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. The identifying bands are removed by a tasting coordinator and then given to us, so we don't know what it is. He's the only one with the code, and he's not a taster. So doing it that way, we rate them objectively. We rate their appearance, which is not as important as the rest of the categories. Flavor is the most important. You want the cigar to burn well and have a nice aroma, hold a good ash. But flavor, of course, rich, appealing flavor without any harshness is what we're looking for. And by doing it blind like that, by not knowing any detail about the cigar, what you sometimes find is that a cigar that retails for only a few dollars, $4, $5, $6, can outscore a cigar that costs a lot more. The most expensive cigar doesn't always take the highest ratings. And sometimes, the biggest, most important, the most famous brand doesn't take the highest ratings. You get cigars that surprise you via the blind tasting method. It's the way we've done it for 22 years, and it's the only way I think you can do it legitimately and give the cigars a fair shake. So if you look in this issue of ratings, you see some cigars that cost, a couple of dollars. You got some $7 ones that are outscoring ones that are costing, twice as much. It shows you the strength of the cigar market right now, and actually gives you a good buying guide to the humidor, because the humidor can be a pretty mysterious thing if you're not used to it, if you don't know where to look and how to navigate it. So we like to have these ratings as a reader service to help our readers find the best cigars out there, especially with so many new cigars coming out all the time.
Yeah, that's a surprising thing. Now, y'all have your tasters, of course, have been doing this a long time. When you look at a cigar and you smell the aroma and you light it, can you tell? And I only got a couple minutes left. Can you tell right then that that you know who it is, who made the cigar?
There are a couple of cigars that are pretty distinctive in shape, and if you really think about it, if you're trying to, you know, guess what it was, you might be able to make an educated guess or try to figure it out or even, you know, find for sure who made the cigar, what cigar it is. But that's really not what we're trying to do. If there is the rare case where where I recognize the cigar as I'm smoking it, I just take all that out of my mind and just judge the cigar, what's there in front of me. Yeah, it's the only way to do it. But there are cigars that'll fool you too. There are some very popular cigars that have distinctive shape. And there are people who know that, so they make a cigar that maybe looks just like it
My guest,
build on some of that popularity.
Yeah. Hey, my guest has been David Savona, who is executive editor of Cigar Aficionado, and a great magazine if you haven't picked it up. And, Dave, we always have a good time talking with you. I still haven't convinced you, though, to bring in a guest taster from the northern part of California yet. But I'll continue.
Oh, I have to get you some cigars to get you tasting on your own out there.
Okay. Thank you so much. A great magazine, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay. Hey, well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Fred Kelly Grant's going to be talking about CARB.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
That's
the sound of the opposition leader Isaac Herzog of the Zionist Union Party today speaking in Hebrew, saying those who want change, hope, and a better future for the country should vote for his party as Israelis turn out to cast their ballots in parliamentary elections.
Benjamin Netanyahu is facing the fight of his political life today, behind in the polls, but confident that he stands a better chance than the left-wing opposition to build a coalition. He's campaigned on his core issue of security, shoring up the right-wing vote by effectively ruling out a Palestinian state. His opponents say he's failed on the number one issue for voters, the cost of living that has soared under his watch. And they've promised to rebuild Israel's relationship with its most important ally, the U.S., that has hit a new low.
That's the BBC's Mark Lowen reporting from Jerusalem. Also at SRNnews.com, officials say the death toll from Cyclone Pam has been lowered to 11 after a previous report of 24 killed in Vanuatu from a cyclone over the weekend. Greg Mullins is with a rescue team from Australia.
Their first job is going to be to get the old hospital in Port Vila back up and running.
His comments courtesy of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Australian military planes that conducted aerial assessments of the outer islands found significant damage, especially on Tanna Island, where it appears more than 80% of homes and other buildings were damaged or destroyed. A flight headed from Washington, D.C. to Denver had to return to Dulles International Airport.
We had a passenger becoming violent. No weapon involved. He's restrained by other passengers.
What you hear there is one of the pilots of United Airlines Flight 1074, as heard on liveatc.net, telling air traffic controllers a passenger on board last night's Denver-bound flight was causing a disturbance. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average really struggling in early trading. It's down by about 170 points, and this is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
A dispute over an amendment is delaying Senate passage of the Justice for Victims of Trafficking Act. We get an update from SRN's Linda Kenyon.
The amendment, attached by the Republican majority in the Senate, prohibits the use of federal taxpayer funds for abortions. Democrats accuse Republicans of sneaking in the amendment. Republicans say they did no such thing. This dispute threatens to hold up passage of the trafficking bill, but it also threatens confirmation of Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch. Last week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Lynch confirmation vote would be held this week. But on Sunday, he said he would hold that vote until the trafficking bill passes. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
Big chunks of ice breaking up along an Ohio River have pushed up into a cemetery, toppling dozens of headstones. Authorities say some parts of the cemetery near Toledo are covered with pieces of ice. Stacked about 4 feet high, the ice jams in low-lying areas along the Maui River also damaged fences and trees in two parks. This is SRN News. Where do those gunshots come from? Normally, police find that out through a 911 call, but New York City officials say a new high-tech pilot program will help police figure that out even if nobody calls in gunshots, and that's a pretty common occurrence, according to New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton.
75%. That's a phenomenal underreporting of incidents of violence in any city. So we will hopefully, over a very short period of time, see if, in fact, that underreporting is, in fact, occurring here in New York City.
The technology is called ShotSpotter, uses GPS triangulation technology. The driver of a dump truck that crashed and burst into flames says his life was saved by a passerby with a good throwing arm. Larry Kohler became stuck in the cab of his overturned dump truck as it caught fire. That's when Ed Brunner stopped his vehicle and threw enough rocks to crack the windshield so Kohler could kick his way free. He then helped the driver escape the flames. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And as you can imagine, today, March 17th, is St. Patty's Day. And a shout out to my son-in-law and my daughter, because this is their wedding anniversary, their 15th wedding anniversary. And I'm proud of them. They are down in New Mexico, making a wonderful life for themselves. But good morning, everybody. It is 8:07 in the morning, right here at KCNR 1460. The phone lines are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And what's the weather look like today there, Bad Bob?
I was so busy looking up Irish music, I forgot to have the weather handy. Scattered sprinkles before noon, mostly sunny, a high near 72. Check this out. We move right up into the 80s in the middle of March, into the 80s, and a high near 82 on Thursday. Then on Friday, we get a chance of rain, about 20%. That will continue through the weekend. Right now in Reading, we are at about 50 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kenny there, locally owned and operated, of course, gives senior and veteran discounts. If you want good service from a veteran-owned organization, give them a call at 365-3793. Now, I've got four tickets to give for Riverfront Playhouse for tomorrow night, The Grapes of Wrath, an outstanding adaption of this, you know, this world-famous play, directed by Samantha Fork. It is a 1990 Tony Award winner and Outer Critics Circle Award. It's tomorrow, like I said. The tickets are free. It's Grapes of Wrath. It's media night, Wednesday, March the 18th at Riverfront. And for the first person who calls, I'll be giving away two tickets. And if you want four, I can do that, too. It's the last ones I have left. So give us a call at 605-4567 if you're interested in The Grapes of Wrath. It's going to be a great play. We've had the people in here who are just simply outstanding. All the tickets we've had, we've given away, except I've held these to the very end. So, 605-4567. We're joined today by Fred Kelly Grant. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, you got him. I moved him over to another. I'm sorry, that was my fault, Bob. I moved you over to another microphone here. So good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. To all the Irish listeners.
All the Irish out there. Now, are you wearing green? Is that green?
That's green. That's green. That's the greenest I had with me.
I better go put my green hat on here pretty soon. I'm going to get pinched here.
That's right.
when we have, and reason that I have asked, and thank you so much for, I know that you were heading out today, but for taking some time to be with us. This, you know, and it was, I think what got going was I knew you were coming back to talk about CARB, California Air Resources Board, in which you've been fighting for years. But I talked to somebody the other day, which kind of really drove it home to a friend of mine, who talked to me about small trucking companies
right.
and what was happening to them. So can you we've got like 7 minutes left in this segment. Can we talk about exactly what CARB is?
Yes. CARB is an appointed board. No one on it is elected, and they've been appointed to take care of clean air in California.
Mm-hmm.
They have become part of the whole overall project of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency of the United States, and their object is their stated object is to clean up the air in California. And they've made diesel their prime target, and they have accepted a standard for air quality that eliminates virtually every small business operator in the state, unless they can put a filter on their truck, a filter that has never been safety tested, a filter that we believe can be directly linked to fires, at least 18 or 20 fires in trucks and school buses, and that filter theoretically burns some of the soot. Or burn some of the extra particles.
The carbon particles.
It forces back pressure on the engine, forces it to burn it again, creating more soot. And their idea is that that will get the air in California clean enough that they'll get down to zero emissions. And to do that, frankly, will destroy the diesel truck industry. Right now, the ones that are in danger are the small companies, the ones that actually bring the goods to Walmart, bring the goods to – Walmart's a bad example. They've got their own trucks. But still, they've got to bring it from a big distributor.
Right. If since most of most everything that's delivered in our country
is by
trucks.
You it know, is.
It may come by rail to a certain point. But then the trucks take over.
That's right.
And small trucking, like small business, is the backbone of industry in America anyway. And we say a small trucking company, it could have four or five trucks.
Oh, yeah, or seven or eight or ten.
Or seven or ten. But it's still, you know, it's still considered a small business. And when CARB came out with these regulations, what happened?
Well, when they came out with the regulations, many of the big companies went ahead and complied. I mean, I mean big
companies.
They
spent millions on their trucks.
Absolutely. The small owners, a lot of them are at the age where they can't do that. They're in their 60s. They don't want to retire. They've still got 20 years to go. They're driving trucks with 5 million miles on them, but they've got another 5 million miles to go. What people don't realize is that those smaller independent operators, those diesel trucks will go for 10 million miles, and they're passing smoke tests. We had evidence at the hearing on Saturday that the regular smoke test to determine the particulates in that exhaust, when they take those tests, they are much lower than what the regulation would require. So when they go to CARB and they say, look, we're lower than what you're requiring, they say, but you don't have a filter. You don't have a filter. You don't have a filter.
Even if their emissions are lower than what CARB requires.
That's right.
They still are saying if you don't have this filter, which can be what, $60,000? From what is that? What I've heard.
That's the highest price I've heard. But
okay,
yes,
$30,000 to $60,000 per truck to have it done. Now I want to take a break because I want to talk about the. The reason somebody was kind of driven home to me the other day, and it was just, you know, fortuitous that everybody kind of fell into place here, was talking to a friend who has a trucking company. and talking about what he said about small truckers and just up here in the Northern California area. And I want to kind of come back into that when we come back. My guest is Fred Kelly Grant, who's been fighting the California Air Resources Board. I'm not even sure where they came up with their standards, first of all, I like to talk about that too.
Okay.
And what the impact it's having, not just on the business of getting food to you, but the impact it's going to have on us as consumers.
Right.
Because the less trucks or the more cost it is and the higher the gas prices and all of this stuff, it impacts on your food on the shelves. And everybody talks about how much food, the cost of food has been increasing. Well, part of that is because of the cost of bringing it into us. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 8:14 in the morning. 55 degrees out there today.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus. We'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
A long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. March the 17th, of course, it's St. Patrick's Day, and you're going to be hearing that type of music, but I'll try not to inflict my bad Irish accent onto you, my imitation. I tried early in the morning, and somebody I didn't even know came in here and slapped me on the face. And it was a young girl here was just walking by. And anyway, it's time is 8:19 in the morning. It's 55 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms right there on Larkspur, 2539 Larkspur. Right here in Reading, our dealer of choice, firearms dealer of choice, whether it's long guns or pistols. John Bastiani and his crew pride themselves on customer service. They'll be there and they'll help you find that right pistol or long gun that you're looking for. Always have sales going on, and they pride themselves on their customer support and their ability to do gunsmithing. That's right, two full-time gunsmiths working right there at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by. You won't be sorry. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. My guest is Fred Kelly Grant, who is here, who is one of the ones leading the fight against the California Air Resources Board. Not because he doesn't want clean air. That's not it, is it, Fred?
No, not at all.
Everybody wants clean air.
Everybody wants clean air.
But you want regulations that actually make sense and are not there to put people out of business for no reason.
That's right. Regulations based on fact, regulations based on probable cause, regulations that don't misstrew the law, mislead people on the law. And we don't have that from CARB.
Give us a little bit of background on yourself, would you please?
Well, I graduated from the University of Chicago Law School, which was a pretty conservative law school, but had some real liberals there, too. So we got a cross-section of fighting of philosophy. Went to Baltimore and became an assistant United States attorney, and then was chief of the organized crime division in Baltimore for many years, and left that and went into criminal defense work. And when my son was old enough to go to school, my wife insisted we go back to Idaho. And so I went back and served two governors and then got back into criminal law until 20 years ago when I started representing farmers and ranchers who the BLM were trying to put out of business at that point.
And they still are.
And they still are. And still going.
You know, one of the reasons, and I said there was something that it just worked out great that you were in the area, because it's something I'd heard. I was talking to a friend of mine who has a trucking company here in town, and he said, you know, we've had over 40 truckers be put out of business due to this CARB in just right here in Northern California. And I was kind of like taken aback. It's, you know, 40? Yeah, it's because of CARB.
Right.
They can't afford to do the things they want them to do. The fines are horrendous. And so it's just, you know, he says they've either quit or they've gone to work hauling for other people.
Well, that's right.
In other words, working for somebody.
That's right. And the working for someone is tough because there are so many companies going out of business that the drivers without a driving job are flooding the market. And so it's really tough to find a job. We had a witness, a retired highway patrol officer, who testified Saturday that they estimate that there will be 70,000 trucks put off the highway in California this year.
70,000?
70,000
Now,
trucks.
These are because of these CARB regulations?
Yes, because of the regulations.
Probably the CARB guys stood up and gave each other high fives when this was announced.
I'm sure. That's their goal. That's their goal, is to get rid of them.
Well, okay, Bob.
Do these regulations apply to all those NAFTA trucks coming up out of Mexico?
No.
They don't?
Really?
No.
I thought... What about a truck that's based out of Nevada? Can they drive in here without having these regulations?
They cannot come in without the regulations.
But a truck out of Mexico can.
And one of the things, well, the Mexican thing right now in California is in some doubt, according to Californians. But let me tell you what happened. The president signed an executive order in 2011. Allowing Mexican trucks to come into the United States with no conditions. And so sooner or later, they're going to be in here.
And this was the other thing, too, about that, was that they used to have to stop within 100 miles of the border, and they would transfer the loads because they didn't want Mexican trucks without all the safety, without speaking English, driving throughout the United States.
Right. The NAFTA treaty ended that. When I was helping stop the Trans-Texas Corridor, which was that first leg of the NAFTA superhighway, that was one of our arguments, is that that road would lead from Mexico with no U.S. customs and no U.S. Standards. And it led from a Chinese port on the border, coast of Mexico. So our argument was they were going to come in without any customs restrictions, and they were coming in without any safety restrictions.
And then now, with the executive order, the way it was written, so that Mexican trucks driven by Mexican truck drivers who don't, they're supposed to speak English, but nobody's testing it on it, can drive throughout the United States, and their trucks may or may not have been tested for safety.
That's the intent of
but
the order.
But they may not be coming into California because of our clean air and the CARB.
California may put up a fight against it, and
well, there is okay. So we can't say it's totally bad. I mean, if they can you imagine that you've got California stops Mexican trucks from coming into California because they don't meet the Clean Air Act.
Yeah. It's wow. The whole NAFTA treaty just puts it all up in the air. We looked at it the other day. I had forgotten about the president's executive order, but I know that when we were working in Texas, the Department of Transportation refused to allow. He ended the experiment with the trucks. And the president ordered him to reinstate it.
You know, Mr. Grant, sometimes people forget. You know, we are a bumper sticker society in many ways,
right?
And unfortunately, we go from one crisis to another, and we stagger. And I blame media on that a lot. Instead of trying to hang on to things and hold on to things. And, you know, just when you think something over here like the Texas corridor, and because I remember reading about this, and the unions, here's the other thing, the unions were fighting this like crazy and still got, still lost. And then I think about what's happening, you know, with, people coming across the border like that. And then I think about what we're doing to hurt our own businesses here in California. At the same time, we're letting Mexican businesses thrive by driving through the United States because it's, you know, frankly, it takes jobs away from truckers.
That's right.
When they do that. And yet we're more concerned about Kim Kardashian's butt we are about, you know, conditions that can actually destroy part of our economy here in the United States.
The other night I noticed on the news that there was, and I was just testing it because I knew the issue that was going to come out of D.C., and they spent 30 minutes on it and then a minute and a half on one of the last red carpeted award shows and who had the most revealing dress. And I thought, well, a 3-to-1 margin against what's really happening in our country. Yeah,
I just find it, and then you talk about the bullet train, which is a total disaster at this point. And the people are against it, yet they will not give them a chance to vote again. They may go to another initiative. Who knows? And the latest being, of course, is, you know, that it's delayed and delayed and delayed. And it's supposed to be a saving, you know, because of the carbon. You know, it's going to save, you know, help the carbon footprint. Now they've proved that, no, it won't.
No, it won't. And one of the things when you talk about that train, a lot of people in California don't realize that one of the first grants that CARB got was to destroy railroad cars and trains, locomotives. And they did. They destroyed many locomotives at the very beginning of their movement against diesel.
And isn't that interesting? Because believing ads for trains, how they can move tons of freight on, you know, sipping in like a gallon of fuel. Something like that, you know, because of the way that they can move in the amount. You know, I mean, I'm sure that there's kind of exaggerations there, but I never thought about that. So they were destroying the
that's right. They were destroying them. And you know, the whole thing, it's politics and money. Our railroads were some of the finest in the world until President Nixon needed Jimmy Hoffa. And that's the time in which the deal was made they began to deregulate the railroads, and they got the Teamster vote in that election. And for a long time, if you remember after that, about all you saw on a freight train were flat cars carrying trailers of trucks.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, it's funny how we can put the betterment of the people aside when politics and money are involved.
I don't, you know what, I don't find that surprising anymore.
Well, I guess it's not.
It's one of the drawbacks of having a radio station and having this kind of job where I talk to so many people.
Right.
And not everybody can be – not every both sides of the political spectrum, every place in the middle, everybody agrees on one thing, politics and money.
That's
right. If you could take it out, if you could take the money out of it, you might get something done that's done correctly.
When you think about how this standard started for California, you realize that no science whatsoever in the starting of the standard.
We want to talk about that when we get back. My guest is Fred Kelly Grant. I've also got Rhett Smith here from Jefferson State of Mind, who is kind of acting as an escort. We'll let you hop in here at some point too, Rhett. But I want to talk about, you know, when we get back, I want to talk, you know, how it started. But there's other things too. And I also want to talk about the and since you're fighting with the Bureau of Land Management, BLM. I want to talk a little bit about that too,
because
and you know, besides CARB in here. But I just want to remind everybody that on April 2nd, Linda's going to be down at Wind River Resort and Casino in Elements Lounge with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. You know, it's usually sold out, so you need to get a reservation. And so you do that by 243-3377. Call out the Wind River and ask for Elements Lounge and ask for Romance on the River. And she's got a great show. It goes from 7 to 9 in the evening, and you can get there around 6. So you can have dinner and sit back and enjoy the music and dance and just have a great time. All of this down at Wind River Resort and Casino. And this is, you know, it's a non-smoking lounge. 70% of Wind River is non-smoking. Just a small percentage there around the gaming tables that are. So come on down. Visit us. Have a great time. We're already filling up. Let me know. And let Elements know. Get a reservation. Do it today. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, humankindness.
Turtle Bay's third West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is now open at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This year's juror, Bonnie Lang Malcolmson from the Portland Art Museum, has selected the pieces for the exhibition. With works in many media, competing artists from California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, the West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is a show you won't want to miss. The exhibition features works from some of the North State and Reading local artists, as well as many other great artists. For the park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
Hey, Abarea here for my friends at Palomar Builders. Palomar respects this community and is committed to building the best and highest valued homes in Reading. It's all about improving and supporting the area we call home, the North State. That's why local subcontractors are such a huge part of the process and have helped make Palomar Builders' reputation what it is today. On the radio, Palomar Builders helps to make programs like Destination North State and Reading Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. A trusted local builder for nearly 25 years, Palomar Builders.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of a day, I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day, And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day. A little bit of Irish in all of us. If you're not having a bit of the green on you. Or you're drinking a little bit of the green beer later on. And maybe you have some corned beef and cabbage, or don't make me hit you with my shillelagh, which is all I can do for my Irish accent. You know, Bob looks up at me with his Irish leprechaun beard, and he stares at me. I have to stop at that point. Welcome back, everybody. The time is 7:34 in the morning. It's 55 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today. In fact, it's going to be hot here the next couple of days, perhaps some rain moving in this weekend. Which we need, and we'll talk a lot about this later on this week about the lack of water and all of that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time for just great haircuts and great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. The best part, man's last stronghold. Yes, it's true. They trim beards too, Red. They do it all there, and it's like the Cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. And by the way, if you're on Athens Avenue, after you get your haircut, head on down to Classic Cafe and see Millie and Kathy there. And because if you have not eaten at the Classic Cafe, you are missing out on great food and great ambiance there, with all the walls covered with pictures from veterans and organizations. It's great. My guest is Fred Kelly Grant, who has made, after fighting crime throughout his life, has just said, you know what? There's a bigger criminal out there than the mafia. The mafia are a bunch of pikers compared to the government. You never said that. I'm just kind of like joking around here.
It was good training.
It was good training, except you didn't know that, the mafia, you could wear them out, right?
Yeah, that's
and you
right.
can make them turn against each other. And the government, even if they turned on each other, it only goes up one grade, and then they lose their emails.
Yeah, you had a good deal to make to them.
Hey, we're talking about the California Air Resources Board, which has just put hundreds of businesses out of business because of these regulations that have not been based anywhere on fact. It's just this is what kind of makes us feel good. And again, it's one of those commissions that is appointed, and it's a nameless, faceless commission that you talk to different people probably all the time. And I this is the thing that bothers me about bureaucracies. If I've got a problem, like, say I want to talk to somebody in Caltrans, and this has happened recently. If I can't get a hold of that person, I talk to my representative, mm-hmm. who finds me the right phone number.
Right.
No, seriously. And I get the right phone number, and then I am helped, and no matter what it is, I am helped by people in the system because they're held accountable for it, because I can say this is what's happening. You get these committees and these commissions. You don't know who they are. They can make these strange regulations, and who is in charge? Who is in charge of the California Air Resources Board?
Well, I think, frankly, the chair lady is the one that runs it. I think she has an iron hand, and I think she makes the decisions. She obviously makes the decisions when the meetings end. I've seen videos where she just gets angry over something and ends the meeting.
Meeting's over.
And
who's her? What's her name?
Mary Nichols.
Oh, I've heard her name before.
Yeah, and in many ways, I've heard her referred to by many terms since I've been out here. But more than most agencies,
was one of them like from Dragnet? Never mind. Just a line from Vagnet that Bob knows what I'm talking about. He almost fell out of his chair then.
I really thought that that the Texas Department of Transportation was the toughest, most autocratic agency that I'd ever dealt with until CARB. And
my gosh,
Texas DOT doesn't compare, not compare in any way. They were big. They had their own Air Force. They have a budget as big as Southwest Air Force, but they can't compete with this agency for just being obstinate.
Hard.
And not caring at all about the people and not caring about the Constitution.
They backed up. They backed off for a while, I think. Didn't they? They said, okay. And once they was finally confronted by all these people that said, you've just destroyed us, they backed off for a period of time.
Well, remember, when they backed off, that's when the EPA was backed off by Obama pending the election.
This was
all set to go a lot longer before it really started, but he backed off the worst part of it until after that election.
Okay,
his second term, right? Election.
Okay, well, that kind of makes sense. I never, you know, gosh, you mean there was a conspiracy? Not a conspiracy, but there was a plan. And I understand how that could happen. But a lot of the big trucking companies still had done it by that time, and they didn't know that, and they spent a lot of money, and they've got to pass some of that along to people.
Of course they do.
I mean, they just have to. They can't just take it out of their pocket.
In fact, when that standard becomes applicable to every truck and the little truckers are out of business, you're going to pay more for everything you buy in California. Everything.
You're just bound to. You can't help it. Let's talk about BLM. Can we do that? Can we shift over to BLM?
Sure.
I have one more question for CARB. Where are we in the battle with CARB?
Well, there are three battles going on. The truckers and the associated businesses have two lawsuits going. But one has already been lost clear to the Circuit Court of Appeals.
And which one was that?
That was the one where the truckers went in and argued the Interstate Commerce Clause just as a principle of constitutional law. And that I knew wasn't going to work, because when you go in that way, it's just a matter of the court listening to the government say, we're not going to violate the Constitution, the other side saying, yes, you are, and without the facts showing that it's happening, they aren't going to decide it. Our fight is that through these hearings, we've shown that they have failed to coordinate with local governments throughout California. When they don't coordinate, they have violated statutes and regulations. Then we go ahead, we've taken evidence on all the issues too. So our hope is that when we go in for an injunction, we're going in on a procedural basis that says you violated the law, you didn't coordinate. The cases that have gone on that process where there has been proven no coordination, the courts have set aside what the agency has done. In the meantime, we're also going to show all of the due process violations that we've found in order to show that what they've done could have been corrected had they had to go through the coordination process.
Now, did the County of Shasta and the City of Redding write any letters about this?
Yes, the City of Redding did insist on coordination. And Mary sent a letter back for CARB saying, sorry, we don't count. We don't have to coordinate. We're not a federal agency.
Okay, so they're saying, so the only people that have to coordinate, what the CARB is saying, is just federal agencies have to coordinate, not state agencies.
And that's incorrect.
I remember that coming back and where they said that. And because I remember Gary Catt and the rest of the effectives of unanimous city council that said, we need to coordinate on this because you are impacting on, especially on us up here in Northern California, which is, you know, we have a lot of truckers up here doing a lot of things with logging and all this stuff.
Right. And they're incorrect on the law. Yeah. It's just very clear that it affects state agencies anytime there's federal money involved.
Okay.
Anytime they're working with a federal agency, or anytime they're doing a duty of a federal agency.
Well, you know, I hope that this goes through. You know, I mean, again, nobody's against clean air. Nobody's against that. But but sometimes you get in these draconian methods of doing it where they don't really care, because frankly, and not every one of them, because like I said, I have been helped by the government you know, bodies and people in the government so well. People are so nice. I actually wrote thank you notes to them, to their bosses.
Right.
They've been so good, you know, in dealing with me.
Well,
but,
this
but
one.
A lot of them are name, like, again, we go back to the nameless, faceless ones that pick up a paycheck every 2 weeks, well, have done nothing but work for the government their whole lives, and they just don't understand some of the things that they're doing. I believe that besides the fact that they've got their own agenda, that they have no concept of the impact it has on people outside.
Well, now, when you speak about picking up a paycheck, let me tell you how this standard was created. And you tell me when we have time to do it. But this is the fascinating story.
Okay, well, let me take a quick break here. Okay. Now. You know, I want to talk about something else that's happening on March the 21st. And Red, hop into this, too. Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind is having their third annual banquet and fundraiser this Saturday, March 21st at Wind River Casino. Tell us a little bit about it, Red.
Yeah, we're going to be having Dan Johnson of Panda. He's the guy that took up the fight against the NDAA. He'll be speaking. Fred Kelly and his bride will be there with us. We'll be auctioning off a ton of guns. We've got a 2013 John Deere Gator that we're going to be auctioning off.
So are these auctioning or raffles?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both, because yeah, you can get raffle packs, and it's going to be big auction items, too.
Yeah, we've got dozens of guns. We've got all kinds of other prizes. It's going to be a great time.
It has been every year. It's been a wonderful time.
Chicken or vegetarian dinner.
Wind River Casino, they treat everybody really well there, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and Dan Johnson's always a dynamite speaker to listen to. And, you know, come down, bid on a gun, buy a raffle ticket for a gun. If you're from Dutch Brothers, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, Dutch Brothers can no longer buy tickets because of last year they won six.
Six
now,
guns.
Now,
won last
I don't have a lot of room to stalk because the first year I won three. And last year I felt, you know, I said, well, gosh, you know, if I win three again, and I'm going to give one back, but I didn't have to worry about it. Chris Reznor won six.
Six.
But then again,
six
when you guns. Buy that many tickets, it might have something to do with it.
That's true.
And,
he was,
you know,
fantastic.
I've noticed that the more tickets you buy, the better chance you have of winning. So this is a great place. Now, how do you get tickets to this?
Call 201-0101.
Okay.
And ask to speak to Linda. She'll set you up. It's $30 for an individual, $50 for a couple, $400 for a table. But if you can, that'll seat eight people. And if you can get all your eight buddies together and chip in and buy a table for $400, you'll also get $350 worth of raffle tickets for the guns.
There you go.
That's the best deal there is.
You can also pick up tickets at Jones Fort.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know what? This is what this is for. It's to it's a fundraiser. So we can keep shows on, like Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind, mm-hmm. which is you know a strong part of our community, a strong part of what's happening up in Northern California that gives an alternative version of things, that gives you know that fits for us. And us, when I say in Northern California, as opposed to you know at mainstream media, let's just face it. They go into different subjects than we go on here. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of the subjects we'll roll through here, but in a different sense. It's
like we're covering carb. They're not even talking about it.
Yeah, mainstream media has no idea what we're even talking about with that. Sovereign Minds, Jefferson State of Mind, the third annual banquet and fundraiser this Saturday, March the 21st at Wind River Casino. Give a call at 221-0101 to pick up tickets and talk to Linda there, or stop by Jones Fort and pick them up right there on Cypress Avenue. All right, thanks. We'll be right back.
What did I have?
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be three or four or five trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer,
a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Reading Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600. Shopping local, staying local, builds a community.
Downtown Reading is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Reading. BDRBA.org.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Kathy and I have kind of given up on winter. This warm weather means ethanol-free 93 for all the blowers, weed eaters, and lawnmowers. And start filling those barbecue bottles. We have clear and red diesel at all of our plants. Talk to Sherry if you need CFN or Fleetwide cards, which are accepted over 40,000 locations in the U.S. The delivery trucks are starting to fill tanks for construction and loggers who are starting back to work, so give Danny a call. Northern Lights Energy. We deliver all the products that we sell, or you can pick up at the plant at 3 locations. Johnny and Bobby got 2 more used heaters ready to go. If you'd like a free quote, give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, the old-fashioned way, one customer at a time. In Corning, see Robin, Weaverville, see Joe, and Redding, the rest of us. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on here, March the 17th, St. Paddy's Day. It's 10 till 9 in the morning here on Tuesday, March the 17th. 55 degrees out there. Weather's always brought to you. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated business. Pick up your gas. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. For over 20 years, been working on HVAC systems. There are HVAC system. Taker care of choice, custodian. Give them a call at 221-2642, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Hey, great. You know, they treat you like family there at Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business. I'm here with Fred Kelly Grant, and we were talking CARB, and we were going to, he's going to tell us, we've got like about 8 minutes left, how did they get to this thing is that we have to cut this much out of the air?
Well, they couldn't determine in D.C. by any scientific means what standard they ought to set. Uh-huh. There was a man who had no science background at all. He was given a job by a friend. His name was John Beale, and he wanted to promote himself with the management. And in fact, the two people over him were Mary Nichols of CARB and Gina McCarthy, who's now the EPA administrator.
Okay, this was back in New York or D.C.?
In D.C.
Okay.
In D.C.
Mary Nichols. The same one that's out here now.
Yes.
Okay, got
it. So he figured, he knew what they wanted. They wanted to get as close to zero emissions as they could. So he went through the standards, he went through some math, and he decided what number would get them there. He had no science to this, no science showing what this would do, but he came up with a 2.5. And they said immediately, that sounds great, we'll adopt it. Now, he then took leave of the EPA, not formally, but informally. He quit going to work, but he was still getting paid. And when finally, after about a year and a half of this, somebody blew the whistle on him.
Noticed he wasn't coming to work?
Yeah. He said, well, I'm a spy for the CIA, and I'm on assignment now, and so I can't come into my job. Well, it took him 7 months to find out he wasn't a spy. Another 4 months to do it.
We can neither confirm nor deny.
That's okay. Right. So he was making money from the EPA through all this period. Now he's in prison. The man out here who took his 2.7 and did the work on it statistically to make it the standard for California was a PhD. But they found out that his PhD was bought $74,000 from a storefront in New York City.
Do you remember what this guy's name is?
Tran.
Okay.
Now, he's now working, instead of being fired, he's now working for UC Davis as a consultant to CARB for $98,000 a year. So,
Wait a minute. I have a real degree. I can do his job for half. All right.
So that's where the standard came from that is putting people out of business.
Okay. Now, okay, Fred, if this is true, and I have no reason to disbelieve you, if this is true, why doesn't somebody just step up and just wave the BS flag, as we used to say in the Marine Corps, and just say, wait a minute, this guy here does, I mean, you know what, this is wrong. The guy that's come up with this is in jail for, you know, doesn't even know what he's doing.
Well, we have.
He's crazy.
Dr. Enstrom did that at UCLA.
And?
And they fired him.
Oh, well, of course, because he doesn't.
He just won his case last week and is back now.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did, yeah.
Okay, so they fired him because he said, this is wrong. Your science on this is incredibly bad.
It's non-existent.
Non-existent.
Yeah.
And then the university fired him for that?
Yes, after 34 years.
They fired him.
Yes.
And then so he sued the university and said, wait a minute. This was not just an opinion,
right,
and it didn't have anything to do with racism or ethnocentry or anything right. like this.
Right.
This was just science, and you fired me, and then they were forced to bring him back.
Yes,
because
right.
of that.
Yeah, that's right. That's
well,
exactly
then,
right.
Well, then that to me says, well, why are we then continuing to follow this?
Well,
Mr.
one
Grant?
Of the things about the same time, Dr. Dunn, a noted scientist, along with Enstrom, discovered that they were doing experiments on human beings, and at UCLA and USC they were doing them on children, exposing children down to 10 years of age with soot to see if they couldn't cause harm to them, because they weren't able to prove harm through any of their other research.
Right. I think I saw something like that someplace. I'm not sure where I read it. So what happened with that?
Well, we're undertaking that in our case, but you won't find it in the main media. The Los Angeles Times, the big newspapers have ignored it. What we've asked our hearing board to do is to urge the Los Angeles District Attorney to take action in this. California law prohibits specifically experiments on children.
Well, you think?
Well,
I know.
And what they were doing is, you see, they're telling the Congress that this stuff is deadly, and yet they were experimenting with human beings, $12 an hour for adults, $20 a visit for kids.
What were they doing, putting them in a room? And then just like
the adults were put into a room that was sealed, and then they put some of them actually put diesel exhaust into that room for around 8 hours.
Well, there's something about being in a closed room with diesel exhaust. I mean, you can kill yourself doing that.
Yeah.
As opposed to being, I mean, see, that's kind of like, and then you're saying that you take, you know, this a certain amount of this will can affect you, you know, like some, you know, drugs. But then you find out you've got to take like 5,000 of them a day
right.
before it affects you. And, you know, so when you stack it like this, you can come up with anything then.
Well, that's right. The children, the 10-year-old, they were ingesting into the nose enough soot that was the same, the equivalent of 2 days in Los Angeles. And they were not telling them that it was deadly. They weren't telling them that it had any real bad effects on them other than that they might get a bad cold out of it. So, you know, they
both. What kind of parents would take your kids and say, hey, we're going to experiment on you and it may give your kids a bad cold.
It wasn't disclosed to the parents what they were doing.
But think of this, too. Think of where USC and UCLA are located, and they're going to pay $20 a visit. They got vulnerable people. They got vulnerable people to come in for that money.
You didn't have people out of Hollywood coming in?
No.
Or Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
Rodeo
no.
Drive. Okay, I got you.
Yep.
You know, I just find this fascinating, you know. Again, you know, we've had the station here for 6 years, and I was pretty politically naive, being in the military a long time, and then traveling, you know, being out of the States so much. And the things I find out, and you know, and people go, "Oh, hey, you know, that's just conspiracy guys." No, it's not. No, it's not. Some of it is. Some of it is. I'm not talking about this, but some of it is out there. Yes, and I understand that. And I get emails all the time, and I look through it, and I go, well, this makes sense. But then the third paragraph tying it together is crazy.
Right.
So I just throw it all out. But when this is the kind of thing is that you can check it. You can go back and look at it, because I'm going to look up these guys afterwards. And the other thing, too, is that I know what it's doing to our businesses here. I know the people it's hurting because of these asinine rules that they've come up with based on no science. And they're destroying industry. And they're destroying businesses. You know, when I say industry, it's small business, the backbone of this country.
Thank you. Look up John Dunn, Dr. John Dunn, D-U-N-N. And by the way, he would be great for you someday. He's a wonderful – he's very receptive to talking
to
people on the radio. I'll send you his phone number later.
Okay, we got about a minute left. Again, thank you so much. And thanks a lot for the fight you're making. And we want to have you again next time you roll through town. We want to talk BLM.
Okay.
I really want to talk BLM.
Oh, that's my great love. I started with them 23 years ago.
I can, you know what, BLM, and I just, the things that happen there, I'm astounded. Just, you know, just things that make it into the paper.
That's right.
And you're looking at it going, what are they thinking of?
That's right.
And Red, thank you so much for coming in. And we're going to, of course, we'll talk more about your big fundraiser this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, tomorrow the sheriff's on. Sheriff Tom Basinger is going to talk about that $1 million he wants for 5 deputies and 2 other people to try and at least get his arms around part of the crime here in Shasta County. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Happy St. Paddy's Day. Go out a little corned beef and cabbage, a little green beer, but be careful out there.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Secret Service Director Joseph Clancy is on the hot seat before a House panel today being grilled about his agency's latest black eye. Allegations that 2 agents crashed a car into a White House security barricade after partying. Texas Republican John Carter tells Clancy, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
You're going to have to make heads roll.
Sir.
If there's a place to send people in your agency that is the Mojave Desert of the Secret Service, maybe some people need to be sent to the Mojave Desert.
Clancy admits to being frustrated by what's been going on at the Secret Service. Don't make me turn this plane around, but that's exactly what the pilot of a United Airlines flight had to do, returning last night's Denver-bound flight to Washington Dulles Airport because of an unruly passenger.
United 1074 is declaring an emergency due to a passenger disturbance. He's restrained. We need to return to the airport.
One of